Hello and welcome to another episode of In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans, Words That Awaken Soul. My name is Cassie Jeans and I'm so excited to be chatting with you guys tonight. I am a couple days late, I think, actually, on recording a podcast. Normally I like to get them done Tuesday night. And in all transparency, I've been exhausted, like literally just really tired. My heart's been tired. I think my soul's a little bit like in, I don't know, maybe ascension, regenerating mode. And my spirit's just been feeling a little bit off, just a little bit like, like just those little like, moments. My body has even been tired, even though I'm proud to say that this week I worked out three times. And that's a huge deal because for the majority of the summer, I've really been not interested in doing any physical activity like that, other than like the usual walks and things like that. But so it's, I feel like I'm coming to another way of being and existing on the planet. And it's just knocked the wind out of me a little bit. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't show up with like a forced intention or a something like, oh, you know, like I'm just gonna bulldoze through this. It was really, I totally have things to say. I really do still, but why am I so tired? Why am I really just craving like vegging out on the couch? And here's the thing. So for moms that are listening right now and moms to be, or grandparents or anybody that's in the life stages of being around children or adopting or whatever, like really whatever it may be, if you are in the business of like service, one thing that I will say for sure is there was a conscious decision made, you know, on my part, my husband's part to like have the kids home for the summer and not do the camps and stuff like that, which is wonderful. I'm so glad, you know, that that's what we decided. But nearing the past couple of weeks, and I've talked to a few other moms. So if you're a mom listening right now and you're wondering like, am I going crazy? Is that what's happening? No, like you're like midway going crazy. But what it is there is just something about this like exchange of energy that happens with you as a parent and you as children to you, is that they can just bring like a real extra set of exhaustion. And what I noticed is I really wasn't doing much self-care because the only self-care I could think about doing at the time over the past couple of weeks has been to like veg out and like watch TV or a movie. And tonight, you know, I wanted to listen to a couple of TED Talks instead of watching the movie while folding laundry. Like that was different. That was new. Like being able to work out three times in a week. Like that's a sign, you know, okay, we're getting back into the rhythm, the flow, and we're gearing up, we're pepping for routine and consistency and structure again. All of those really good, important things. So that to say that it feels really good to be getting back into a rhythm again, because even in my writing, I've noticed that there's been this sort of like hesitation to put too much stuff out there, of too many words, too much, because I just feel like right now I'm a little bit of a cocoon. And it's a new birth of some sort, something, I'm birthing something, which Narelle, if you're listening, you'll appreciate that because he went through that a little bit ago. Okay, so I wanted to explore a new way of doing this podcast tonight because I put out a question in IG and on FB and got some responses back. So I was like, all right, well, let's answer some questions. And the question really was leading from this place of service of the, how can I support you? What questions do you have about writing? And some really great ones came in. And because I really am a huge advocate for writers and really believe in the power of words and the intention of sharing our stories and what happens when we vulnerably open our hearts up and, you know, explore. And because I've, led 19 women in a co-authored book, Her Art of Surrender. And that was a huge, writing journey experience for every single one of us. And also with the other book that I'm doing right now, Wild Feminine, this one's a huge learning curve writing experience. So there's so many fears and worries and possible hesitations and that are coming up in the writing process and in the process of sharing stories. So some questions came through that I think are going to be really helpful. So I'm going to say the question out loud and then I'm going to answer it to my best of my ability. And if I don't feel I am the best person to answer it, I will leave a resource. I will direct you guys to a resource. And I know a lot of fancy podcasts have show notes and stuff like that. And I think that's super awesome. I don't have that. So if you have a pen and a piece of paper, we're going old school, write it down. If you like want to go in further into something and you have a question or I went too quickly through something, I have an email and I check my emails. So write to me, hello@cassiejeans.com, and I'll respond back. This is the cool thing about communication. We don't always have to have it all out there. this is like a side note, but I feel like all of that like cheesy, like salesy stuff, like all that marketing stuff that was super like trendy for so many years in the online realm is just getting really annoying. And I don't know about you, but I want the information. Like, I don't want to have to jump through hoops necessarily to get it unless there's a real purpose behind it, unless the value is like so intense. I'm not saying that the value I'm going to share with you tonight isn't super intense, but it's more so, we all know how to communicate with one another. And this is what it is I would really love to bring those doors open again. Remember when you used to be able to access somebody because you had their email and you could email them and they would email you back and you're like, this is awesome. There's real human beings. And then all of a sudden things like became all like, if you want to email me, then, you've got to be part of this. You got to be part of that. And if you're super busy, like, all right, I totally get that boundary space. Like that totally makes sense. But there is something really beautiful about no matter how big your company gets or how, big you get as a celebrity or as a writer or as a business person or as a blogger or as a vlogger or, just even, as a human being, it's really nice to be accessible. So I'm accessible and message me. So that would be awesome. And we'll connect. I do like purposeful, intentional messaging though. And those are the boundaries that I do put up in the sense of like, if you want to create something really epic, yeah, let's do it. If you want to collaborate on something really awesome, awesome. If you want to interview me or you feel like you've got something really important to say and you like, I can open things up to interviews if the vibe is right, if the intention is awesome on point, then yeah, all those really great forms of communication. So the root of this is like, feel free to communicate again. I feel like we hide behind technology in such an obscure way, and it really does us a disservice in how we are able to approach one another. So, all that to say, let's dive into some fun questions because I love that. And there were some really cool ones that came through. I'm going to do my best to not have like an awkward, like silent pause in between things because I have to find them. I didn't write them out because my alarm clock on my phone was like, hey, it's 10:30. Why don't you go to bed? I was like, that sounds like a perfect time to record a podcast. So I didn't write them all down, but they're here and they're really quick and easy to find. So we're going to start with this first one. And I'm not going to say names of who brought these questions in just in case they don't want them. Like their questions aren't super like devious or anything like that. They're really awesome questions, but just for people's privacy, I'll just say the question and I will be messaging those people, letting them know, hey, I answered your question on my podcast, so go listen to it. And if you wanted to fast forward up until this point, then that's cool because I've done that on podcasts before too, especially when there's commercials in the middle of podcasts. I don't like that. I don't like commercials in the beginning of podcasts. I don't like commercials in the middle. I don't like commercials at the end of the podcast. I make money. That's totally fine. In whichever way in which that feels like the most aligned and most blissful way for you to attract abundance into your life. And if your podcast is popular enough and people want to advertise on you and the advertisers are in super alignment, like, oh my gosh. So if an ad came, like an advertisement company came and were like, Cassie, I totally want to advertise on your podcast. Like your vibe, your tribe, the community there, the service that you're doing is so on point with our brand. I would totally check the brand out. Totally check the brand out and be like, yes, absolutely. If we are like on Vibe, like artists that are doing incredible work, or other podcasters that are just like lighting up the world, or entrepreneurs who are really like heart-centered. I can think of like a bunch of them that I would totally open up space for advertising on my podcast. Then that's, you know, but if it's out of alignment and it's just for a buck, that's weird. That's kind of weird. I know that's what happens on TV and you don't really have a say over that, but if it's your podcast, you have a say. And that's what's so cool about the freedom of communication and being able to really just share what's on our heart and our mind is we have choice in who we want to be connected to. How freaking awesome is that? That alone. I really love Soulful Ramblings and I so appreciate you guys for enjoying them with me. Let's get into some questions. Like I said, we would do like three rambles ago. Okay, so how does sleep affect writing? Fantastic question. So the same way in which sleep affects all areas of our life, meaning if we are not getting adequate amount of sleep, we are less focused. We are literally slower in our movements, clumsier, more irritable, and often more self-deprecating because we just don't really have the energy to be able to positively empower ourselves through conversation, even within our own internal brain. It also, sleep is where a lot of magic happens. And I don't mean far out, not real magic. I mean, the brain is actually wired to fire off in very specific ways, which I'm sure you guys probably know more about this than I do. But it's actually this really cool thing that happens when you go into a deep sleep. Like REM sleep is ideal. Doing that every single night will 100% help your creative flow. Flat out 100%. If you're not getting enough sleep and you're trying to write a book, a blog, a post, it's really challenging and it's going to be forced and a little bit mucky. If the situation you're in right now is you just can't get a good night's sleep because there's a lot of things going on in your life and you're really feeling stressed out and overwhelmed, then I would say always follow the trail before you. So if you want to write something, but there's a lot of things happening in your life right now that are super either chaotic, overwhelming, or causing you to feel anxiety, stress, possibly even bringing up past traumatic experiences and all of these sorts of things, you have to follow the steps in front of you. So go to step one, and step one would be maybe counselor, maybe life coach, maybe sisterhood, maybe a group where you feel safe to start to share your story and you're just getting support for like that everyday sort of feel, that that low vibrational feel, and you need to start to like inch up towards a more gratitude state of mind and into different emotional energies that will allow you to have peace in the mind. Inability to sleep means that there's something weighing on you. Like really, like it's your body is an incredible tool of communication. So listen to her. She'll give you some really incredible feedback. But when it comes to sleep and writing, it is really, really important to get a solid night rest. It is so much more enjoyable to sit down at your computer feeling like, whew, this feels awesome. Like I feel good. I feel centered. I'm ready to pour into someone else's life with my words, because that's essentially what you're doing. You're showing it for service. So you can relate this to any application. So let's say you are a surgeon, a plastic surgeon, just to make it super taboo, which it's not really taboo because we use plastic surgery for so many things that are not necessarily cosmetic related, but are like life related. Anyway, and you're not getting enough sleep and you've got surgeries the next day and you just keep on, you know, not getting enough sleep. And then before you know it, you make, you know, an incision error, or you make an error, or you're not appreciative of even doing what you genuinely love doing because you're so tired. It's the same as writing. If you love writing, well, respect your body, respect sleep, respect the human form of who you are, and get a decent night rest like every single time. And here I am saying that after my alarm thing told me to go to bed. But it's true. And I will probably sleep in the morning just to make sure I catch up on those little extra tidbits. But yeah, like really, really respect that and get a good night's rest. And I love so much that somebody actually wrote on the comment when I asked what can I do for service, they wrote, just take it easy, Cassie. You always do so much. Thank you, with a little prayer hand.
And I was like, that is the same thing ever, because it actually came through and I was really feeling really, really tired. And it was like, oh, that's really a lovely message from the universe and from a real human being to say like, hey, take it easy, Cassie. You always do so much. I'm like, oh, thank you. All right, we've got another awesome question here. How do you keep yourself motivated to keep writing? Despite meeting so many great authors, how do you convince yourself that the world still needs to read what you have to say? Or the fear that maybe someone else already said it? This is such a fantastic question, because this is like the question that plagues the writer's mind, literally, like plagues it to the point of they stop writing or they don't submit their work or anything like that. So how do you keep yourself motivated to keep writing? So it's my jam. It's my passion. I love words. Words is like my why. I want to light souls up one word at a time, basically. And if I can, as I continue to, you know, submit my books for publication and literary agents and continue to develop my craft and literally intentionally putting my words out into the universe, because I love writing so much, and I love reading equally as much, and you know, that's my jam. And if I can help people develop their voice as a writer so that they don't fear their words, or they don't fear their story as much, or they don't feel paralyzed by what's happened, or they need some mindset shifts and they just don't think they have what it takes, and I can help them with that, that's awesome. Even when it comes to book development or book editing, helping somebody, you know, make their story better. Like, I'm really good at that and I love doing that. So you keep going because you believe in the words, you believe in the story, and you believe in your ability to share it from your place of authenticity. When it comes to, despite meeting so many great authors, how do you convince yourself that the world still needs to read what you have to say? Well, I actually talked about it in a story. The world actually doesn't need you to do any of this. You know, it, like, literally the world, like, when you think about what the world is doing, the world is literally going to continue on doing what it's doing. I think the question really dwells within you is, you know, is this what lights you up? If this is what lights you up, then you are responsible for doing what lights you up. The world doesn't need you to do what lights you up, even though that's a really lovely idea. Does the world benefit when you do what lights you up? 1,000%, like 1,000,000%. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness. But if we remove the need to do it for the world and we do it for ourselves first, it will require less convincing, because we're just giving ourselves permission to tap into the rhythmic flow of our gifting anyway. And when you tap into the rhythmic flow of your gifting, you light up. And when you light up, you're more pleasant, you're happier, you're more joyful. You've got a spiritual flow to you. You've got a, you know, spark in your eye, all of those really wonderful things. You're attracting things into your life that you weren't able to attract before, because there was too much fear and too much anxiety over, you know, like worrying about whether or not the world needs you. The world doesn't technically need you. Is it wonderful that you're here? Yeah. Thank you so much for showing up on this planet at this time and for hanging out. But, you know, do what lights you up. Write what lights you up. That's exactly what is the best thing that you can do. And then the world will, like, take notice as you continue to light up, right? You know, if you are a light in a dark corner, you're going to eventually be found, and then more people are going to want to sit, and then you're going to help light up their light. And then they're going to be sitting, you know, huddled around that dark corner, and that dark corner is not going to be so dark. It's going to start to get light, and that light's going to start to expand out. And all of a sudden that room that everybody was in that was so dark is all of a sudden lit up with all these, like, really beautiful souls just hanging out, enjoying one another's light. So if you, like, feel into that, think about that, like, that beautiful imagery of, okay, wow, so I really just need to light up and do what lights me up. Okay, awesome, cool, I can do that. I can write because it lights me up. And then there's definitely, like, you know, intentional strategy around how to get that stuff out there, but that stuff comes after you've really you know, decided that, you know, I'm going to do this for me because this does bring me joy, and that's enough. We have to get to the point of making peace with being joyful. And we have to get to the point of understanding that if we are doing something that brings us immense joy, that is enough. Nothing more needed.
nothing more. It does not have to end up on a billboard in order for validation to all of a sudden mean that you've done something. It doesn't have to end up in a bookstore. Like, we have to become really comfortable and really in ease and in assuredness with understanding that if we are doing what lights us up and we are feeling joyful about doing, creating, being what lights us up, then that is enough. That is like home run. I almost said home plate, home run, ball out of the park, whatever those like sports terminologies are. You've done it. You crossed the line. It's fantastic. Own it. Love it. Like, really relish it. And then as you continue to relish and appreciate and have gratitude for it, things will start to fall into place. So don't like, just like, whoa, like, slow down one step at a time. Or the fear that maybe someone else already said it. Somebody else already has said it. All of us are literally repeating the same thing over and over again. It's shocking. If you read any personal development book, if you watch any personal development YouTube video, if you listen to anything that Esther Hicks, if you listen to anything that Danielle Laporte says, or anything like that, like all these like really Brené Brown, I will say that she was able to say things and in a way that was like, whoa, but everybody is essentially at the core like saying the same thing. They're just using their voice and it's landing on people's ears in the way that they can receive them. Like, that's super de-duper cool. So there is no, has somebody else already said this? Like, if I say this, like, is it really going to matter? You know what? It matters because you want to say it. So always, always speak your truth and trust that you will be heard. How to start and then keep going. Basically, how to ignore the inner pessimistic and negative voice. So the question here is, how do you start and then keep going? You just do it. How do you start and then keep going? Yeah, so basically how to ignore the inner pessimistic and negative voice. So it's almost like, and I've heard, see? I've got nothing new here. I have literally heard people give their negative like voice a name, so that when that negative voice shows up, they can like talk, have a conversation, and that's not weird or anything like that. So, you know, maybe my negative person in my head would be like Manny, and Manny isn't very nice sometimes because she says some really nasty things to me. And you know, I've learned to understand and appreciate her for wanting to, maybe sometimes she wants to protect me. Other times she really wants to just keep me small. Like, she, you know, she wants to make sure I don't stretch too far outside of my comfort zone. And she's not very like uplifting. So I would say give that negative voice name, especially if it's showing up a lot, especially if it's showing up every time you go to sit down and write or to keep going and keep finishing. You can't ignore. Like, that's so fantastic. I love that you wrote how to ignore the inner pessimistic. You can't ignore him or her. That voice is there for a reason. That voice is a guide. When you can start looking at that voice as if it's a guide for you, as opposed to something that you don't want to have anymore there, because it's always going to be there. And you're just going to be able to get to the point where instead of it being all consuming and stealing your creativity, you're going to be able to say, okay, well, why are you showing up? Like, what is that all about? What do you got to teach me here? What is it that, you know, like, what do you want to show me? And it's a great tool, because when you take the road of becoming a writer, you're going to have to stand up for yourself. You're going to have to stand up for your work, for your art. And you're also actually going to learn how to handle criticism and handle somebody giving you feedback that you may not think is very nice. And you're going to have to like handle public feedback in the sense of like, Cassie, that last podcast episode was super lame. What is wrong with you? That never happened. But you're going to have to, be ready to be able to hear that. So the best thing to do is to start to make peace with that voice and not to ignore it. And when it shows up, just question it. Just be like, hey, so I noticed that you're hanging out here in my headspace. I really have got some really amazing things that I want to write, and I want to get them down on paper. So you can hang out here. It's just, you can't control what I'm doing. It's literally recreating new pathways for your brain so that your brain can start to present and give you information that you actually want. So you can create these really cool pathways by doing what I just said there. And there's more books. I believe Joe Dispenza talks about this in a couple of his books. If I can remember the name by the end of the show, I will drop the name of the book, but you could look up Joe Dispenza, and there's literally new neurological pathways in the brain that we can create. It's like a river system. So it could start off as like a creek, and then it gets to a stream. And then before you know it, you've got like a whole river, and it's just streaming wonderful thoughts and towards you. And the ones that were super pessimistic have just gotten, it's just like a smaller stream. It's not that they're not there, but you just recognize them in a different way. And there's a lot more clarity around that. So yeah, I would say just, yeah, don't ignore it. Make peace with it. Be friendly. Get super close and up close and personal and see what happens. So we've got another question here, and I'm going to find it. It was on my Facebook page, and it was super cute. Oh, I found it. Gotta love it. Okay. And I just sucked in the air really bad, so I got to drink something. That was the awkward silence I was trying to avoid. Okay, when you feel like you have so much inside of you to write about, how do you start when you feel like you don't know where to begin? I love this question. When this question first came through, I was like, oh, I want to answer right now. But I was like, wait, pause. And so this is what I would do, okay? I would start to create lists, and I would start to see if there's a pattern to the list. So if you have a lot of things going on, like you have so much inside of you to write about, like so much, I would start to write them out for sure. And then I would see if they're like, what if I could categorize them into 3 or 4 or 5 different things, and I would write them, and I would like just see what started happening. I would follow like the trail that was being placed before me, and I would look and I would see. So, okay. So I seem to be writing a lot about, you know, consciousness, and it seems to show up, you know, at this time of the month or at this time of the day, and all of these things, like pay really, really close attention. Because when we have a lot of things going on in our mind, it's so important to help our mind categorize this stuff. Our mind is a computer, right? So it wants to create a category, but when we don't give it like a slot to start to put the information into, it kind of feels like it's wreaking havoc all over the place, and you've got all these thoughts and you want to share them all, but sometimes it doesn't feel like authentic because you talked about something else the other day. And so we're trying to search for a pattern in the thoughts, a pattern in the words. So as these thoughts are coming to you, even if they're only one-liners, just jot it down somewhere in a journal or in your notes section on your phone, and start to categorize and see, where's the overlap? Is there a thread? What is this all about? And see what happens. Because I do believe that that's going to bring a lot of clarity, and it's actually going to make you a stronger writer, because you want to be able to make distinctions between the types of voices you have as a writer. We actually can have variety of different types of writing voices. For myself personally, I have like a really motivational writing style where sometimes I'm super fiery and I'm like, oh, like let's totally get into this. It's gonna be awesome. Like unleash, like da da da. You've got like a gift in the world, and you've got to share it for yourself and that kind of stuff. Like, and you're just like, come on, like, you know. And like the last post I did was all like, you know, if you're not in the chair sitting down like writing, like what are you doing? Like call yourself a writer. That means you sit your ass in the chair and you put words down on paper, even if it doesn't feel like super real at the time. You show up for your work, for your craft, for your, you know, for your words. And then I've also got this really sensual writing voice where, you know, I kind of make these little innuendos and little things like that. And, you know, I'm feeling really playful or erotic and passionate and all these lovely, lovely things. And the words just drip like out of my mouth. And even the word drip, when I say it, you know, it like turns me on, right? So like you just, yeah. So there's a writing style voice. And then I've got another writing voice that is like super light consciousness, like super like spiritual, like super just like,
whoa, we are on the planet together and we are all connected and we're woven into the fabrication of the universe and like we're super lit up. And if we would just start to see the oneness in each other, we wouldn't be able to hurt or cause angst or cause misery. And like you are loved beyond belief. And that's another writing voice, like completely different, but totally right there. And then there's like another writing voice that's super like practical, pragmatic. Like this is like step one, step two, step three, follow these steps and you'll be successful. You know, but not successful in like the weird way where you're actually not successful. Like literally, like, you know, just like take it like, you know, or how to's, like, you know, I got some really awesome how to's. They're not super sexy. They're my most favorite thing to write now, but they're good practice. Why? Well, because you got to remember how you got to where you were so you can teach other people so they can all do what lights them up, right? So there's so many different ways. So I'd say categorize, create some lists and like really feel into what you're doing and see what the cookie crumbs are there for you. Maybe you've got like some chocolate chip cookie stuff. Maybe you've got some Oreo cookie stuff. You know, like there's all sorts of different cookies for everybody to eat from. And you're just running, you're just trying to share cookies as words. Like this is really what it is. That is the funniest one. So I was interviewed for another podcast and one of the hosts for the Soul in the Raw podcast, she gave me the most beautiful compliment. And it was like, she's like, you're just like a cookie, like a warm cookie. Like you just want to eat. Like when I was talking and I was sharing like words and I was like, that is like the sweetest thing ever. I'm a warm cookie and happy to be a warm cookie. So let me know, you know, how this spoke to you. That was super much fun. I would love to do another Q&A because they are a blast and they're so important because I want to commend everyone for asking a question. That can be really scary, intimidating to do. So thank you. I would actually love it if there was like way more questions that we could go through because there's so many things that can trip us up about stepping boldly and courageously and fearfully into our calling, into our life art. And I really want to make sure that you're feeling super supported in your journey because I want you to be a really successful writer on your terms. I want you to feel really good about the words that you're sharing on your terms. And I know I can effectively lead you to do that. So let's keep on asking the questions. Keep on sending me messages about what it means to have a writing coach. It's super cool. It's one of those like landlines that make a lot of sense when you actually start to see what a long-term project it is to write your story, even if it is just for like small everyday stuff or really big stuff like writing a book. The book development alone is so vital. It's so important. You want to have a clear direction, a clear focus. Literary agents are looking for that from you. So it's not just, I'd love to say it's just about the words. Yeah, it is, but it's also about the plan. So to keep that in mind, it's really important information for you guys to know and to learn more about. Again, if there's anybody you feel like would be really great for me to interview, I would love to. I think it'd be fun to start to have some conversations on here that are, you know, back and forth. And these Q&As was a pretty cool stream of like fun collaboration. So thank you so much for that, guys. I feel like I tapped into some other, I don't know, identity there. That was weird. Okay. Love you guys. Send you so much peace, joy, and abundance. Oh my gosh. I've got courses coming up for sure. More speaking events in Toronto. If you want to like hang out there in September, definitely thinking about doing some accountability writing classes to help people, you know, just tap into their writing flow. Would love to help some more people in their book development and their book growth and their word, you know, like their chapters and editing and all that goodness. So send me a message for that. You know, and if you just, you know, if you want to just connect and see if like your idea is viable, you can totally do that with me. I wouldn't say that I'm the be all and end all expert in that, but I've got a pretty good grasp. It feels like I'm really in tune with what's happening out there in the publishing / like, just like, I don't know, there's something happening with the online sphere of being able to start to position yourself as a writer. That's really, really important. That alone is a big mind trip that I noticed a lot of writers and still ones that I know are having a hard time really owning that sovereign place in their life. So yeah, hit me up. I'm here and sending you so much peace, joy, abundance. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and for letting me be real and answer some really awesome questions. This was
fun. And I like fun. I think we have to make the intention to play just a little bit more. This has been In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans, Words That Awaken the Soul. Talk to you guys later.